A U.S. Senate committee on Tuesday asked federal lands officials about the nation's readiness for wildfire season. Washington Democratic Senator Maria Cantwell warned that with the calendar moving to mid-June, there isn't much time left to prepare.
The National Interagency Fire Center issued the wildland potential outlook for the fire season. And for the state of Washington, and I would say the whole Pacific Northwest, we are in the bullseye of what is likely to be a very challenging fire season.
It's a fire season that's complicated by COVID and the need to protect firefighters in settings where keeping safe physical distancing can be a difficult task. Oregon Democratic Senator Ron Wyden seemed frustrated by what he saw as vague assurances by a Forest Service official. Even Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski was skeptical.
We need to know what this game plan is to gear up so that when it hits, whether it's Arizona or Washington, at the same time things are going off in Alaska. Last year, we got lucky. We got lucky because Alaska really went off at a time when the lower 48 was very quiet. So we were able to cover everything, 3,000 fireworkers up in Alaska.
One of those was Jack Cates, the chief of Spokane County Fire District 9, who says he spent a couple of weeks in Alaska last summer. In an interview, Cates said fire bosses in Washington have been working for quite a while on plans to minimize the risks of firefighters working and living together. They include keeping units intact as much as possible.
Take folks that are working geographically on an incident and keep them in that geographical area so they don't intermingle with other folks that are working in other geographic type areas.
There are also plans for more testing and physical monitoring of firefighters, and Cates thinks you'll see fewer huge fire camps that feed and house hundreds of firefighters at a time. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.